And now, just for you, YK World!
You are listening to YK World, a podcast about the goop between music, art, and technology, told through the lens of YK Records and the Nashville music scene. I'm your host, Michael Eads. Our delightful intro music is by Mac Burris. Thank you, Mac. This episode, I had planned to talk about alternative music platforms. Instead of leaning into promoting your work on Spotify, Apple Music, and their ilk, what if you put your efforts into the alternative music platforms of Bandcamp, Ampwall, Nina Protocol, Merlot, and a huge myriad of other alternatives? I've been writing that episode for weeks now. Not like concentrated, that's the only thing I'm doing, but in my spare time, been putting this episode together, and I'm still not done with the research. So this episode is not that episode. That will come soon enough. But I have things to share, so I'd rather get a shorter blast of an episode out into the world rather than hold up the pipeline with some big, massive info dump, though that big, massive info dump is certainly on the way. So, that said, this episode, I've got a real treat that's deep in the goop of music, art, and technology that I mentioned in the tagline up top. I really wanted to make a Gwyneth Paltrow joke here about goop, but honestly, I saw Marty Supreme, and Paltrow was pretty fantastic in it. And then I remembered Royal Tenenbaums and how great she is in that. And she's kind of great in the Iron Man movies and plenty of other things. I'm not saying she's got a perfect IMDb, but she doesn't deserve my podcast snark. But yeah, I want to share a new project of mine that's deep in the goop. I'll start with a little background. Earlier this year, I quit Spotify. All of the ongoing discussions about how little they pay in royalties finally got to me. Their actual royalty rates are horrible. They require a threshold of plays to even consider you eligible for payment. 1,000 plays is the minimum threshold to even consider you eligible to be paid. And they added podcasts and audiobooks to their platforms, supposedly under the guise of we're the all audio everything platform, but actually it was a move from them to reclassify themselves as a bundled audio product, which opens them up to a lower tier of royalty payments, even lower than what they're already paying. And add to that the fact that they're running ads for ICE. Their CEO was investing his wealth, his great amounts of wealth, into AI defense technologies. That's war machines if you're not paying attention. And they paid Joe Rogan hundreds of millions of dollars. Anyway, it was time to bail. And I don't say that as a judgment to anyone else that's still using Spotify. There is no ethical consumption under capitalism. I made the switch over to YouTube Music, and guess what? That's owned by Google. Is Google a more ethical company than Spotify? I don't think that's an easy argument to make. Google has plenty of problems themselves, but Spotify is just so egregious and outlandish with their problems. They're almost broadcasting them. They like want to be the villain. It's very strange. Anyway, Spotify's actions prompted me to make the switch. Again, no judgments. I was already a YouTube Premium member, so I was already paying for YouTube Premium, which comes with YouTube Music. At this point, I've been using it for about 3.5 months, and I'm satisfied with the experience. That said, Spotify has more bells and whistles. I cannot deny that. One of those bells and whistles is the ability to embed any album or playlist outside of Spotify. That's not really a very important feature for most people, but for me, it is kind of important. I often ask YK artists to put together playlists to help promote a release. There's one from Tower Defense that I listen to regularly. It's linked in the show notes. There's another one from Matt and the Wattgibbs and Trash Man and Eve Marais and The Robe. There's so many good ones. I don't really want to link to Spotify to have you listen to those, or at least I don't want that to be the primary conduit for which you listen to those. I would much rather you listen to them on YouTube Music, but there's not really a good embed for that. you can go to ykrecords.com/playlist to see all those things. If you don't really want to like look in the show notes for a link, I'm saying it aloud for you to embed it into your brain. ykrecords.com/playlist, or just ykrecords.com and then look at the navigation. It's in the nav. So I do embed those playlists on artist sites or YK Records detail pages. It's a nice feature to be able to share these playlists outside of the platform. YouTube Music does not offer playlist embeds. If you are on YouTube Music and you go to an album detail page and click on the little share button, there is an option that comes up to share, but there's no option to embed. You can go to that same page on YouTube. So YouTube Music and YouTube are actually kind of the same service under the hood. I know that sounds ridiculous, but YouTube has all of these music tracks that are videos, but they don't really have any video with them. They're just like a still image of the cover art. So if you're at music.youtube.com/playlist ID, blah, 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 and you just take music out of the URL and go to youtube.com/playlist, blah, 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 it will work. So you can go to the YouTube version of your YouTube Music playlist and see an option to embed a playlist. I know that's convoluted, but that's exactly the problem that I'm talking about here. You can go from YouTube Music to YouTube proper, see your playlist. There is an option to embed. And let me tell you something, it is awful. AWFUL. It is awful. Awful. I cannot express how terrible it is. It doesn't look like it's a music playlist. It barely shows you that there's multiple tracks. It is awful. But you know what? In this day and age, instead of being mad about it, let's make our own. So I made my own. One of the good things about YouTube being owned by Google is that they offer a lot of tools to let you interact with the platform. I happen to have decades of light programming experience and just enough know-how to get an AI agent to help me with the heavy lifting. You might have weird feelings about AI. I have weird feelings about AI, but let me tell you something, when it comes to programming and it comes to writing code, things that maybe are a little bit out of your reach and you can articulate them properly to an AI agent, it's gonna help you out. Now look, this isn't a big reveal that I use AI agents to help write code. This is moving on to something else, but I just want to point that out. There is some usefulness there. If you have a problem with that, get at me. So, I built a new tool that lets you paste in a YouTube Music URL, and it will return a rather nice looking embed. You can use it for albums, you can use it for playlists, and it looks very nice. And it can even be configured to have different colors on it so that if you want it to match your website or to match your artist or match your album or whatever, it can do that. I am quite happy with it. I did all of that work for it, but I could not think of a good name for it. I've been referring to it as Better YouTube Music Embeds, but that's not exactly catchy. A friend of mine suggested I call it YouTube, Y-E-W, Tube, like a pseudonym for Uni, aka YK Records. Uni, YouTube. Frankly, it is a horrible pun, but I can't deny it. It's stupid and delightful. So yes, it is called YouTube, and you can use it yourself at YT, YouTube, YT.YKWorld.show. It's linked in the show notes. You don't have to remember all the URLs. Just paste in a link once you're there, and it will return an embed and the embed code so that you can put it on your own site. I really highly suggest you go check it out. It is linked in the show notes. It's cool. I'm really proud of it. It's a very small, simple thing, but I'm very happy with it. I made it to solve a specific problem I was having, trying to share playlists from my preferred streamer in a more visually elegant way. But it turns out the solution will accept any playlist from YouTube. Remember before the removing music from the URL and just putting YouTube in there? All playlists from YouTube will work in this player because it's just a skin for a YouTube playlist. So like I made a YK World playlist and you can see all of our episodes are, we can see all of the episodes in this playlist and it plays them back to back and it's kind of great. It's just a skin. It's a simple thing, but I'm proud of it, and I hope you find some use for it. Much like this show, I have no tracking on the website of any kind. I don't save anything to help me understand how many people are using it. Should I add something like that? Yes, probably. But to start, I just want feedback. That is the best sign of usage. Try it out, and if you find something weird, let me know. If there's a feature that you're dying for it to have, let me know. If it's perfect and you just love it, please let me know. All right. We can't get more in the goop of music, art, and technology than this. YouTube. I'm pretty happy with it. I hope you go check it out. Okay, that's really the main story for this episode, but that's not really the only great news I want to share. Last Friday, March 20th, Bleary released their third new single and announced details of their upcoming album. This track is one of my favorites from the record, so let's just have a listen. This is Foyer. That was Foyer by Bleary off of their upcoming debut full-length album, Little Brain. We'll be releasing the whole record on May 15th on digital and limited edition vinyl, pressed on a marble red color. The artwork for Mare Gentile looks great. There's this really delightful custom tinfoil typeface all over it that looks so cool. I've been listening to Little Brain for a few months now as we lead up to the release of it, and I can attest to how fantastic it is. I know that I am a very biased source on that, but it is a wonderful balance of shoegaze influences, extremely catchy melodies, and a really hefty dose of heart-heavy melancholy. Just perfect balances. Pre-orders for Little Brain are available now. They are linked in the show notes. I honestly can't wait for you to hear it. Okay. More good news? You want more good news? Great. Here's another blast of more good news. General Trust is going to release a second run of cassettes for his first EP, GT1. That's a fact that's never been stated anywhere else on the internet. You heard it here first. We've got new shell cases for the tapes, and they look great. General Trust will play April 30th at the East Room here in Nashville. Lastly, I'll let you know that there's a ton of great music planned for YK Records this year. If you are listening to this and you aren't signed up to the YK mailing list, please join in. It is the best way to get release information as soon as it's available. Hit up ykrecords.com and it's right there on the homepage. I am picking up a batch of records this coming Friday from the manufacturer. It has taken me 2 years to get this project done. I have not spoken about it on the internet at all, but you are hearing here first that there is a thing that I've been working on for a very long time that is coming soon, and it is literally 1 week away from being in my hands, which means that it is extremely close to being in your hands as well, and I'm pretty confident that you're going to love it. So yeah, you've been listening to YK World. Our show music is by Mac Burris. Find him at Mac Burris on Instagram. Find our show website at ykworld.show. Look at the show notes for some nice addendums. But I feel like you deserve one last little thing. One of the upcoming releases that's coming out this year is a new EP from The Prudish Few. It's 5 songs, 17 minutes long. The whole thing is intended to be listened to top to bottom. But since you're a listener of this show, I'm going to play one track for you. A little sneak peek, a little taste. This isn't going to take you out of the episode. This is a YK World exclusive. This is The Prudish Few with The Shrug. Blah, 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 blah.